challenging our notions a little bit about circular procurement, well, innovation enhanced procurement can apply to also to bridges and viaducts. I thought that was very, very inspiring. Thanks for sharing that. So we'll move directly to our next speaker here, Matej Czerowczyk, sorry. And he works as an expert at the Ministry of Environment, Climate and Energy in Slovenia. So I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about, the experience of Slovenia with innovation-enhanced public procurement.